I think I was just goosed by a flute.
Ah, that's a trombone.
Oh, that's a trombone. I never knew what a trombone...
Ready?
Yes, I'm all...
Hit it!
A grisly nightmare has just crawled through the gates of hell. From the mists of infinity, they come, rising from the cold, damp earth to take what is now theirs. When the moon turns red, the dead shall rise and walk the earth. From the gates of hell, they have finally come. The Gates of Hell. Plus a second blood-chilling feature, Mausoleum. Nearly a century ago, they laid it to rest. It has just awakened.
My God, the damn thing's moving!
Inside the mausoleum, it now waits. Its terrible laughter echoing down the dark, twisting corridors. Its wretched stench settling in the cold, damp cellar.
You can't die!
Centuries of evil have just awakened inside the mausoleum. Plus, funeral home. All three for the price of one.
From the TBS studios in North Hollywood, California, it's...
The Movie Line at area code 818-761-3330.
For more phone-listed fun or fun-listed phone.
Or whatever kind of funny-listed things you're into right here.
Knowing the people that listen to your line, Paul, there's probably all sorts of kinky things.
Now, wait a minute. You deal with kinky over there. I deal with movies. That's it, Dennis. That's it.
Over there, you're here at the TBS studios. What are you talking about?
Yes, that's right. I want to thank you for stopping by. Yes, we're remotely coming to you live from nowhere at all. Right here in
from
the
Wrigley Schnuckler building.
Wrigley Snickers bit. Where's Rick and Brocker here?
Rick and Brocker sitting right here in the fucking wings of the DBS studio.
You can't bloody say that, damn it. Now, come on, buddy.
Anyway, we're going to be telling you about the new 976 joke line that Paul and I are working on.
That's right, and also Monkeys in Paris coming up soon.
The Monkeys in Paris music video.
Don't forget to call DBS for further details, and also the winner of the contest we had last week.
That's right, whoever that person may be.
We'll find out later on in the tape, and at the end of the tape, we're going to give you the next question for next week's great giveaway.
And it's a goodie, too. You're never going to guess this one.
That's right, and Dennis, you might even have a chance to win.
Oh, my God!
Stay tuned. Here we go into more phone-listed fun.
Yeah.
He's
a big city kid living in a small town.
A lot of people are pointing a finger in your direction.
He's going to wake them up.
Is there a law against loud music?
Shake them up.
Jump back.
And turn them around.
Let's dance! Now I gotta cut loose.
Footloose, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. The music is on your side.
This is Bob Observatory calling from uptown Canoga Park where the uptown girls go downtown. And I want to tell you, I just saw the movie Footloose without my shoes on. And I was on milk duds, so you knew I was real high. Okay, it was a great movie. I want to tell you, I enjoyed this movie more than Flashdance. For me to say that, the guy who never saw Flashdance, well, you know that has to be a compliment. I just want to tell you, it's a great movie. I think everyone should see it. And now to leave his comment, we have Gary Observatory. He's coming up, I'm sure, right after me, because Paul knows how to edit tape, he thinks. Take it away, Gary.
Well, Footloose was a smashing film. I recommend it very highly for definitely the teenage set. It's very appealing. It is also available on Beta, VHS, and Super 8. Contact Observatory. No, it is not available on Beta, VHS, or Super 8. It's available on Regulate instead. No, it was a very good film, and I stopped using up the rest of this tape, and I'm going to hang up and go bye-bye. Goodbye.
Hi there, this is Jeff from Los Feliz. I'm kind of interested in the music you had for the soundtrack of your movie. It was really kind of neat. I was wondering, did you get it off a record in a store somewhere, or did you make it up yourself? If you made it up yourself, was there any way I could get a copy of it? Because, I tried to record it off the phone, but of course the fidelity is not great. If you could please something on your tape about maybe getting a copy of the music, I'm sure many people would buy it. Excellent.
If it isn't the original soundtrack from the motion picture itself, that's right, Obliteration. And you ask me, is it for real? I mean, is it real? I mean, is it really original? Well, yes, it is original soundtrack material written and composed by songwriter Jerry Danielson. That's right, Mr. Jerry Danielson. The second picture we worked on together, and the last one was The Visitant, and soon to be collaborating with me on the upcoming Blender Caper feature. That's right. And we're going to have a lot of fun on that one. And, of course, we will be talking about that later on this year on the Movie Line right here. So don't forget to check each and every week. And you ask if it's available. Yes, it is available on cassette. This copyrighted original soundtrack is available, the music only, on cassette. And you can obtain it by writing to me at the post office box up here at Mount Wilson. So just all you've got to do is, like, send me a check for $6. And that includes the cassette and me mailing it back to you, and all of the music on the cassette, of course. So just send it to me, check for $6, and make it out to Paul Mack, that's M-A-C-K, Paul Mack, me, of course, and you can write to the P.O. Box at Post Office Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. Once again, that's P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. Ask for the Obliteration tape. Send us the check for $6 written out to me, Paul Mack, and we will send you the original soundtrack, copyrighted music, okay? So anyway, now back into the tape and Obliteration music.
Hot Dog, the movie. Partying has never been so fierce. Love has never been so intense. Woo! And stunts have never been so insane. This is the motion picture comedy that's proud to go downhill fast. It's Hot Dog, the movie. So grab your poles and kiss your buns goodbye. Woo! It's Hot Dog, the movie. Yeah, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Yes, this is the pet shop.
Yeah.
Pet Junction. Not Petticoat Junction. I was wondering, do you have any bullfrogs by any chance?
No.
Bovine bullfrogs. Do you know where the store might carry them?
You try Noah's Ark in Princeton.
Noah's Ark?
Yeah.
Bullfrog. Do you have any toads by any chance?
None.
Well, because I'm looking... do you have any kittens?
Yeah.
Oh, good. How new are they?
A kitten?
Yeah, how fresh? Out of the womb.
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
That's good. You trying to get rid of them or waiting till they grow into cats or what?
No, well, they'll sell.
They'll sell. All right, good. I need either bullfrogs or kittens. That sounds like an odd combination because my hobby is taking young bullfrogs or kittens and nailing them to the trees in my backyard and whipping them. Got me?
Mm-hmm.
And then I vomit on them.
Well, Dennis, what do you think?
I think it's pretty darn disgusting stuff, Paul. I know I wouldn't run that on my line.
This is a new thing we're starting up. These are the funniest prank phone calls ever created.
Could be.
These are the best, and you're going to hear a new one each and every week here on the Movie Line. But I just want to say that I have nothing to do with these. As a matter of fact, they're a few years old, but they're pretty darn funny.
I think that was probably you when your voice was lower.
Now, wait a minute.
When Paul reached puberty, his voice got higher.
Right. Okay.
But these are funny, but they're not quite as funny as the DBS line tie,
Paul. You're right. You've got the patent on that, and I want to tell you, you've got to call DBS up, and you've got a new tape on now, don't you?
Yeah, we actually have a new February 1984 edition. Hard to believe,
true. Dennis's annual tape here at DBS, and you can call. I want to and by the way, we're broadcasting from the DBS studios today.
Right here in beautiful North Hollywood.
God, I've never done this from the Wrigley Snickers building.
Yeah, well, it was hard bringing some of your equipment up that 7 flights of stairs there, but
no extra charge for the mice. But I want to tell you, you can call DBS at area code 818-769-8880 or from the West Valley at 984-0069.
That's right. We do have 2 lines for your pleasure.
That's right. So you can get off on those, eh?
This is Hinden, L.A. the answer to your question, I think it's Twice Upon a Time. And also, I saw Broadway, Danny Ray. It was a very good movie. Excellent acting, excellent music, excellent photography and everything. This has been Hinden, L.A.
Well, Dennis, what do you think? Does he sound like a winner to you?
I think he sounds like a wiener to me.
Well, he sounds like a loser to me, but, well, Mr. Lindenberg, that's right, you've won the Casio credit card calculator. Yes! Loser! No, hey, that's great. I think that's great, and you have got it. You were only because you were the first one to call in with the correct answer. Not that I wanted you to win in particular. However, there were some other entries, and you'll hear them later. I think there was one or two other ones. Because that was a very difficult question posed by Bob Ob, and he's a pretty difficult guy to deal with. What do you think?
I knew the answer. But, of course, you told me.
Well, Dennis, I mean, you want to win one of these things,
I want to
right?
win the calculator next
okay.
week.
I'll tell you what. Later on, at the end of this tape, before we close off,
tell me the answer?
No, I'll give you another question.
Ah.
And you've got to go ahead and try to figure out what it means. And the first person next week to call in with the answer in a comment will win that. And if you do it, buddy, it's yours.
There's only one thing, Paul.
What's that, Dennis?
What is this, Jack Webb or what?
No,
I don't go to the movies. I watch everything on television. I got
a trivia book out.
I got a Sony 26-inch, man.
I have no need. The Beatles made movies too, Dennis, you know.
I watch those on TV too.
What about Pink Floyd, Off the Wall? Well, there you go, buddy. It could be a question like how many walls were there in Pink Floyd's movie?
Right? I don't know. I didn't see it.
Well, that's a similar thing. But anyway, all you got to do, by the way, Mr. Lindenberg, is next week for us to send it off to you. Just give us your address, and if you give us your address next week, we'll do a voice check. Give him a voice check example, Dennis.
Testing 1, 2. Testing the DBS line tie.
There you go, and we'll send it to you. We'll mail it to you, and it's then enough to put in an envelope, right, buddy?
That's right, buddy.
So now more comments from you, the moviegoers of Southern California, America.
Hi, this is Dana from Burbank. I saw Footloose today. It was pretty good if you don't want to take a subject too seriously. The dancing was pretty good and quite enjoyable. Also, the question that was asked earlier this week on what was the name of the film that George Lucas released last summer that was a bomb, I believe it was called Twice Upon a Time.
Well, that just goes to show you, if you want to win prizes on the Movie Line, always call in your answers 5 minutes before you actually do it, because you could have won that calculator, but you were a step behind Lyndon Schmidden. What was his
What can I say? Can you believe that, Dennis? Dana was just one call behind Hinden. And Hinden, buddy, let me tell you something. To win this calculator, you have got to call, because she's the runner-up here. You've got to call on the input line this Friday or Saturday, okay, and give me your address or address.
Sure, Paul. Have them give you address.
You've got to
go
do
on,
it or
on.
You don't win, okay? So do it this Friday or Saturday.
Way.
Yeah, hello, Paul. This is David at Burbank. Now, I know what you said, you know, about me not coming back for 52 tapes, but...
52 tapes.
I'm just not going to let you do it.
Oh, yes, he is.
In fact, I'm going to come down next weekend.
Oh, no, you're not.
You see, and I will be coming...
You will be coming, okay.
Coming down...
On what now?
Well, let's just leave it a surprise. Well, I'll be coming down.
He'll be coming.
As an addition to, and that's a good way to put it.
And he is?
But you see, he just can't keep me away.
And he is?
We just have too much fun.
And he is?
Bye.
Bye. Oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen. Here you have heard it first that he is bye. And he is coming. We've established... These two things, is that not right, Paul?
Now, wait a minute, Dan. I mean, what are you talking about in here? I mean, will you leave this poor guy alone? He is something. He is not bi. He is straight gay. That's it. Straight, no. Actually,
well, Paul, actually, I guess he doesn't realize that you've moved all your movie line equipment over here to the DBS studios, and we are now in cahoots with one another.
That's right, but don't get the wrong idea. It's not like the Brian and Steve.
Oh, Paul. Get your hands off.
Dennis, I want to be on your tape next week. God, wait a minute. Come here. Let's make
you
an apology to all the homosexuals out there. We do not have anything against you.
That's right. We want to apologize to all you faggots out there.
Hey, Paul. This is Dale from Burbank. And, like, I haven't seen too many movies lately except for about a month ago I saw this cool thing called The Obliteration. Not too sure what it was about, but, you know, like, it was heavy and had a great influence on my life. I've told a lot of people about it, and if it ever gets syndicated, you know, like, it's going to be big bucks. What can I say? It was a movie, you know, and the refreshments weren't bad either. Like, hang in there. I want to see more from you, like everything you've done so far. Three Stooges thing a couple weeks ago was really hip. Love that, too. Take it easy later. Bye.
This is the Galactic Hitchhiker calling from Sector ZZ9, plural Z Alpha. Which I think on the galactic scale makes this a local call. Anyway, two movies I want to review this week are Sudden Impact, which I feel is great action, Eastwood in character throughout. About the only thing wrong with it is the lack of a good villain. What the series really needs is an absolute stinker like Scorpio from the original Dirty Harry movie. But in any case, this one rates an 8. And also Silkwood, which I found to be a good movie, although a bit TV movie-ish in spots. This one also rates an 8. And as for your contest, the film that you mentioned is Twice Upon a Time, which was produced by Gary Kurtz, an animated film, if I remember correctly. Never did get a chance to see it, since I was in San Diego at the time. Anyway, don't want to waste any more tape, so I'll catch you later. Oh, and by the way, don't forget your towels.
That's right, you're on Funny Bone at 976-3000. Live from here to there, it's the Bill and Bill Show.
How many minutes, you quit?
I'm sorry, I thought it was a show, but I guess I'm mistaken.
Well, you're fired. Hi, I'm Bill.
And I'm Bill. And welcome to our show. And now, Bill will balance 5 elephants that look like fat women. No, wait a minute. They are fat women. He's going to balance them precariously on his nose whilst inhaling 25 tubes of Vicks nasal juice. Are you ready, Bill?
Yeah, but there's
just
one problem, Bill.
I know. The pharmacy is out of Vicks, so you have to sell for Coke.
Yeah, but I'm a pepper.
How can he stand that these are not your ordinary bat women? These exceed anything ever before conceived. And you thought the Statue of Liberty was big. These gals make the Goodyear blimp look like olive oil. I mean, my God, Popeye couldn't even lift these women.
Alrighty, better watch your Polanski asking there, sailor.
Hey, beat it, sailor.
Five fat chicks on my face before all at once.
Bill, I think they kind of like you.
Oh, shut up, helium breath.
Helium breath, look who's talking.
Well, shut up or I'll feed you to the fat chicks for dinner.
Well, what kind of you to offer, but look, they're already eating dinner.
What? Get off of me, you fat chick. Get off of me. Get those helium. Hey, my boy.
It looks like Phil just can't handle his women. Well, what do you say, Phil?
Well, that's wonderful, stupid brain. I mean, what are you trying to do here on my show?
I'm trying to put you on a 976 number, Paul.
Anyway, folks, let me tell you that the thing... Why don't you explain to them what that was they just heard, Dennis?
Well, what we're trying to do, we had a request to come up with a series for a 976 national number, and Paul and I are in the making process right now of putting together children's stories and jokes, believe it or not, of all people, us doing children's stories.
That's right. Can you believe that? I mean, the mentality of me doing a children's story should fit in pretty good.
I don't know, Phil.
Ah, shut up!
Now, that was our prototype recording, and it's going over real good. And I just want to tell you all that we're going to give out another Casio credit card calculator. That's right, and here's the question.
And the question is...
The question is, what was Mickey Mouse's first cartoon? Give me the title. Now, this is a tricky question. A lot of you probably think it's... But it's not. It's actually so. Just give me the answer to that question. And to qualify, that's right, you've got to leave a comment this Friday and Saturday.
And if you win, you win a calculator again.
That's right. So this is calculator number 2 of 4 to give out. And don't forget, Mr. Lindenberg, you've got to phone in your address this weekend so I can send you that calculator.
And you are not eligible for a second calculator.
That's right. And Dennis, maybe you'll win this week. And don't forget to call in every Friday and Saturday and leave your movie reviews to be played back in our program every Sunday through Thursday.
Well, That's right.
What do you say, Dennis?
I say I think this tape's about done. Because
are we out of here or what?
I don't know. Let's take a leak.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling. We'll catch you again all over again.